I want to thank God first and foremost for who he is, for what he does, for all his blessings that he bestows upon each and every one of us. Amen. Somebody take a deep breath. That was a blessing from God. Amen. Praise God. I want to thank Pastor Paul and Emily and Pastor Jones and Marie and the staff and you, church. Amen. For all of your prayers and all of your support. Amen. We truly are grateful. Hallelujah. Like I said, I walked into this building 18 years ago. I just gotten out of prison for the fourth time and desperately needed God. Hallelujah. How many knows that to be true? We all need God. Well, God met me here, like he said, was in breakaway. I was just changed that night forever. Thank you, Jesus. The best thing that ever happened in my life. And then the second best thing that ever happened, I met my future wife that same night. Amen. That same night, so I got two blessings that night. My wife, Ruthie, we met that first night I came to Breakaway. She saw me, and I had a little rat tail and my Fu Manchu mustache, my earring hanging out, thinking I was all that, and a bag of chips, you know, like Pastor Marshall likes to say. I learned that from him. Amen. But anyway, she was like, something's wrong with that guy. Amen. But God put us together, and here we are today. Been happily married for 17 years. Amen. 17 years. She's still with me, so I thank God for that. Amen. God truly changed me. Amen. I remember when I walked in here a little bit after I got saved from Breakaway, and we had a revival. An evangelist came in, and we were going to have a three-day revival. But it turned into 6 weeks. Remember that? Do you guys, the ones that have been here for a while, do you remember that? It turned into a six-week revival. And I'm talking every night for 6 weeks. And it was awesome. It was the best thing that ever happened. It was just great. We saw so many miracles. We saw people getting healed. My grandmother, her ears were, she was going almost deaf. Her ears got opened up. My mom was having to take the shots for sugar diabetes. After she got prayed for, she didn't have to do any more diabetic shots. Amen. We saw many, many miracles. Amen. And you know what? Jesus is still doing the same thing today. The same things that he did back then and back in his day when he was walking on this earth physically, he's still doing them today. And I want to see God move mightily. Amen. I want us tonight to look at Luke 4 and 18. If you'll turn with me there to Luke 4 and 18. I got to put on my glasses. I am getting a little bit older, so those letters are looking a little bit smaller. Need to get me one of those big print Bibles. Amen. But Luke 4 and 18, the Word of God says in Luke 4 and 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. How many know that this particular passage of Scripture is talking about Jesus himself? This is about Jesus Christ. He was the one that came, that was anointed to do the things that I just mentioned, that we just read. But how many know, praise God, that he doesn't leave it there? If you'll turn with me to John 14. John 14. In 12. The Word of God says in John 14 and 12. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, who? You and me. He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. Amen? So, what was Jesus doing? According to Scripture, he was anointed to preaching the gospel, telling others about the kingdom of heaven, and how they can make heaven their home for all eternity. He was and still is healing the brokenhearted. Many today operate with a broken heart. Even Christians, unfortunately, some people have scars that parents and grandparents or siblings or maybe a teacher or even a husband or a wife has caused you. And it's deep pain. But Jesus came to heal that broken heart. He came to heal that. Amen. He was and he still is delivering the captives. Amen. I was bound by drugs, bound by alcohol, bound by perversion. You name it, I was bound. But he came to set addicts free, to set alcoholics free. Any addiction you had, amen, or you have right now, you can be set free from it tonight. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is still doing the same thing today that he did way back then. He's still doing it. I loved what Pastor Rod just said. He said, only believe. Amen. We'll get deeper into that here in a minute. Amen. He was and he still is recovering sight to the blind. Not only the physically blind, but by allowing them to see again, but the spiritually blind. Amen. He's dropping scales from our eyes. Because before we got saved, how many know that it didn't bother us when we heard a curse word or we saw some questionable things on television? It didn't bother us at all. But like Saul of Tarsus, those scales had to be dropped from our eyes. And today, these things should bother us. If we hear them take the name of our Lord in vain, it should prick us right in the heart. If you see something you shouldn't see, it should bother you. We didn't flinch before we got saved because we had blinders on. That devil had us blinded. What does the Word of God say in Psalms 101 and 3? I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. That's a whole nother sermon, but I just want to chase this rabbit real quick. What do you call somebody who looks into a window and sees the most intimate things that happen between a man and a wife? What do you call that person? A peeping Tom, that's right. And what should happen to that person? He should go to prison and go to jail for that, right? But it amazes me that people can watch that TV screen, which is basically a window, or that movie screen, which is basically a window, and then not even bother them to see the most intimate details that are going on. It's something that we as Christians should be bothered by. If you see something like, I've walked out of movies before. I said, no, I ain't going to take this. I'm not going to sit here and let them blaspheme the name of my Lord. I ain't going to watch that stuff. I'm going to get out of here. Amen? Praise God. He said he was anointed to set at liberty or set free them that are bruised or sick. Jesus came to heal the sick and disease. He wants us to be in good health and to prosper. Can I get a better amen? Amen. You know, we're going through these 21 days of miracles. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we've seen some miracles in Cheyenne. Just last week, there was this lady in line at the teller, and I gave Pastor Paul the report, and she was talking about her grandson that just got born and that he had all of these abnormalities in his body, and they didn't know if he was going to make it through the night, and I overheard the conversation because I was standing in the next line, and she's standing in the line over there, and God just said, pray for her. Pray for her. So I went over there, and I asked her, ma'am, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. Do you mind if I pray for you? She said, please do. And I think she thought that I was just going to leave her there and not pray just right there on the spot. But I prayed right there on the spot, amen, right in the middle of the Safeway store in the bank, amen. And I started just rebuking that devil and saying, this child's going to live, amen, by the blood of Jesus. He's going to survive this sickness and disease, whatever it is that the devil tried to put upon him. And then I didn't see her and never heard anything, but about 4 days later, I came back and I went up to that same teller and I asked her, hey, did you ever hear anything about that young child that we prayed for the other day? She said, yes, I did. As a matter of fact, the lady came in here just the other day and she told me that next day, they let him go home. He was fine. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many know that that's God? That's the power of prayer. These 21 days of miracles, we're going to see things that are going to blow our minds. I can't wait, because it's going to be awesome. Amen? But how many know that the devil wants the exact opposite of what God wants? That's what the devil wants. He doesn't want us to hear the gospel. But what really freaks out the devil is not when we just hear the gospel, but when we live the gospel. He doesn't care if you hear it. If you don't practice it, it doesn't bother him. But when you practice it and live it, that's what freaks him out. Amen. When he doesn't want you to know that your broken heart can be healed. He wants Christians walking around like scared and feeling badly about themselves. He doesn't want us to know that Jesus can break addictions, no matter what kind of addiction it is, that you can that your sight can be restored, especially your spiritual sight, or that you can be healed from every sickness or every disease. And I know a lot of us in here are praying for that tonight, for loved ones that we know and people that are suffering right now and going through these situations. Maybe it might be you tonight. But you know what? Jesus can and will heal you. Because the devil doesn't want us to speak about healing. He doesn't want us to know that. Because he wants us to blame God for every sickness or disease. How many of that 9 out of 10 people who get an evil report from the doctor ask, "Why, God? Why, God? Am I preaching to real people here?" Yeah. Amen. You know, that's just human nature. That's just the way that we are programmed, so to speak. But I'm truly saying this in love. Amen? I'm truly saying this in love. Some diseases are self-inflicted. If you smoke and you drink and you use drugs year after year after year, as I did, something is going to happen to you eventually. Physically, something's going to happen. Because of the lifestyle that I led, I ended up with hepatitis C. But I stand before you tonight healed of hepatitis C. Amen? God is good. Amen? God will move mightily. Amen? But how many know that all these sicknesses are from the devil? Again, that's a whole new other sermon. Amen? My brother and my sister, we need to know and understand the power of his deliverance. We need to know and understand the power of his deliverance. Praise God. When I first found out about Ruthie, I went to the throne, amen? Then I went to the phone, amen? Like Pastor always says, don't go to the phone, go to the throne, amen? And I thank each and every one of you that prayed for us and for Ruthie. Praise God. She's healed. Thank you, Jesus. Remember what Jesus says, that we can do greater works than these. We can do greater works than these. These are God's words. These are not Pastor Manny's words. I want us to look at Daniel 11. Oh, thank you, Lord. This is so good. You're going to love this word. Amen. This is for everybody in this house tonight. Daniel 11. Dare say amen. Praise God. And 32. Look what God tells us. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But, one of the great buts of the Bible, the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. I want to do exploits. I looked up the meaning of the word exploits, and it means to make full use of or derive benefit from. I want to do exploits to take full use of the Holy Ghost, that's the Holy Ghost power that is in me, and to derive benefit from it. How many tonight wants to have that? Amen? Each and every one of us. If you're a Holy Ghost filled, blood-bought Christian tonight, tongue speaking, you should want to do exploits for your God. I want to do exactly what he said, do exploits. You should desire to do these exploits for God. We should all be like the apostles of Acts 17. If you want to turn there real quick. Acts 17:6. The word of God says, in Acts 17 and 6. And when they found them not, they drew Jason, and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that turn the world upside down are come hither also." Amen. I want to turn the world upside down. Amen. And I can't do it without the help of Jesus. I can't do it without the Holy Spirit. Even among unbelievers, they did this. I mean, look at the verse above that in chapter 5. It said, "But the Jews that believed not." How many know that we should aspire to be like these men? To live godly, especially around unbelievers. Especially around unbelievers. So that they can see your life and give God glory. To preach and to live the gospel of Jesus in all aspects of our lives. Not only in the church, but at home, at work, at school, at play. Can I get an amen? We should want to be like Peter, whose shadow can heal people. Wouldn't that have been a sight? Amen. His shadow healed people. But how do you know it wasn't Peter? It was the Holy Ghost in him. It's Jesus in him. I want to be like that. I want to be like Peter. We all should want to be like that. John 14, which we looked at earlier, 14 and 12, it says, "And he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works." So we've got to believe, like Rod, amen. Like he said earlier, only believe, amen? Nowhere in this Bible have I read, figured this out. It says only believe. Only believe. You know, I looked this up, and over 140 times is believe used in the Bible. 140 times. And the word faith is used over 240 times. So together, that's 380 times we're told to believe or to have faith. I think God is trying to tell us something. I think he's trying to tell us to believe and to have faith. Amen? Like he said, as a mustard seed. And I know there's someone here, but I've believed, Pastor. I've believed for years, I believe. Well, keep on believing. Keep on keeping on. Pray always. Because you know what? God never gave up on you. Don't give up on him. Amen. I thank God he didn't give up on me. I was lost, busted, disgusted, a disgrace to the human race. Tore up from the floor up, you name it. I was in prison 4 times. Arrested over 50 times. But God took me from a prisoner in shackles of the devil and made me a preacher today. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's all because of what he's done. It's because of what he's done. I thank God for who he is and for what he does. Because right now, I would probably be dead. At the very least in prison or jail. Because I would have kept on with that lifestyle. But I thank God that he's merciful. He's gracious, and he forgives us. The worst thing that you've ever done, he can forgive you for it. I'm going to close with this passage of Scripture. Look at with me, if you would, please, to Luke 10. My mouth is a little dry, but praise God. The Word of God tells us in Luke 10, 19, starting in verse 19. "Behold, I give unto you," who? You and me, "power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all," somebody say all "the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Amen? Rejoice not that just because you pray over somebody and they get healed, it's not you in the first place. Amen? But rejoice that your name is written in heaven. I thank God, if you're saved tonight, that you know, that you know, that you know, that your name is written in heaven. Because God is not a man that he would lie. Every word of that Bible is true. And there's been men, multiple thousands of men that tried to disprove the Bible. They went in with that mindset to disprove the Word of God. I'm going to show you that the Word of God is not true. You know what? 99% of them ended up being a Christian. Amen. Because the Word of God is true. Hallelujah. I thank God for who He is and for what He does, for what He's done in my life. And what He's done in my life, He can do in your life. He could heal your wife. He could heal your husband. He could heal your child. He can do what only He can do. We got to give it to Him. Give it to Him. We can't do it. There's nothing we can do but pray and say, God, it's in your hands now. I give it all to you, Lord. I'm believing and I'm trusting in you, Father God, because I know that you will move on my behalf. Well, Pastor, what if you pray for them and they die? Well, if they're saved, they're in heaven, amen. They're healed, praise God. They're healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, church, don't forget, if God be for you, who could be against you? Who can be against you? Praise God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor and all the glory. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you do, Lord God. For there is none like you in all heaven and all earth. Lord, we exalt you and magnify your holy name. With every head bowed and every eye closed in reverence to God, how many across this sanctuary, front to back, side to side, would say, you know what? I want that Jesus that you're talking about. I need Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. Lord, I want to make heaven my home for all eternity. If that's you tonight, if you just lift up your hand real quick. This is just between you and God tonight. Amen. We see that hand. Amen. How many more? How many more would join this honest heart and say, I need you, Lord? Maybe you're here tonight and you're struggling with an addiction. I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus Christ is here to set you free. That's you tonight. These altars will be open for you to pray about that addiction. Or maybe you've gotten an evil report from the doctor. If you're sick tonight, you need healing in your body. But Pastor, I've been down to that altar 100 times. So what? What if he heals you on the 101st time? Keep coming. Keep coming to the throne of grace. Or maybe tonight you're struggling financially, like Pastor prayed about, give it to God. Whatever it is in your life that you're dealing with right now, I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus is the only answer. Jesus is the only one that can do something about it. As we all stand tonight, let's stand tonight. Those of you that want to come down and give your life to the Lord, please come on down. Don't be ashamed. We're not trying to embarrass you or anything. We just want you to make heaven your home for all eternity. Those of you that want a prayer for sickness or addiction or whatever it is, amen. Maybe you're praying for somebody else. It doesn't matter, amen. You want to stand in for somebody. Come on down and let's get a hold of God. Let's get a hold of God tonight. Let's just pray to Him and ask Him to do what only He can do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. say.